Hi, everyone. It's 4:01. I'm calling to order the Sussex Academy Board of Directors meeting. It's great to see everybody in person. It's been, obviously, been quite a long time. So, and again, it's nice seeing everybody in person. Let's just do a roll call. We'll go around the room. I'm Chris Moody, Board President.
Eric Anderson, Head of School.
Tom Peake, Dean of Accountability.
Duncan Smith, Chief Operating Officer.
Lauren Wisely, Board Member.
Darlene O'Neill, Board Member.
Andrea Rogers, Board Secretary.
Gina Derrickson, Director of Development.
Sarah Messina, Teacher Rep.
Karina Silcott, Director of Human Resources.
Jen Donahue, Board Member.
Pat Chazil, Vice President.
Chris Schell, Board Member.
Brittany Purslum, Board Treasurer.
Lance Manlove is joining us via video.
Make sure he can hear us.
Muted.
Can't hear us?
I don't know.
I'll text him.
Is it recording?
He just unmuted.
Hello?
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Okay. Moving right along, approval of minutes. Andrea sent out the minutes to you. Hopefully you've had time to review them. If there's no new recommended edits, can I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Great, thank you. No public comment. Next up is Eric with the report.
All right. So last time.
Yeah, he can't hear us.
Wait, he can't hear us.
Which one are you broadcasting?
We're not unmuted over in the left hand corner.
Yeah. Can you hear us now, Lance?
But you can get that.
Hello? Yeah, I got you guys now.
You're able to hear us?
Can you hear us?
You're still good?
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, so in February, I had the opportunity to attend a virtual conference through the National Alliance that is the national group that we belong to as charter schools. And I was able to meet with representatives from Senator Toombs and Carper's office and Representative Blunt Rochester's office, just to talk about just the charter school landscape. And I was able to have Representative Blunt Rochester is going to come and visit the school on May 3rd. And we're working with Senator Carper to come and visit because he hasn't seen the school since we've opened an elementary school. So we're going to have those visits before the end of the year, which will be good because right now, some of you might know that there's kind of some a mess with the political landscape regarding charter schools right now in Dover. There's been a few bills that have been introduced that are deemed anti-charter. You have House Bill 352. Which would allow a new charter school or an existing charter school applying for a modification to be denied just based on the impact study alone. And then House Bill 353 is being proposed to put a moratorium on any new charter schools through 2024, but that's just in Newcastle County. However, that could impact us if it made its way down to Sussex County. And this would also create a school reform advisory group that could make a decision whether or not a school was able to expand or open. So today, actually, there are people throughout the charter school community that are in Dover at the House Education Committee to speak against these bills. But I will continue to keep you updated. There's a few legislators that if you have personal relationships with to reach out to So I have a few in Wilmington that I'll be reaching out to because they're pivotal votes when it comes to that legislation. But if anybody wants to take the time, I'll send you information where you can write a letter to express if your opposition towards the bills. But we have a pretty supportive legislative group that represents Sussex County that are pretty pro-charter. So I don't believe that many of them, including Pete Schwarzkopf, would be in favor of those bills. But I think it has some pretty wide support up in Newcastle County. We were able to offer school tours earlier this month, both at the elementary and the secondary campus. So we had the opportunity to provide tours for prospective students that got in through the lottery and wanted to tour the school to make their final decision. Matilda, the middle school musical, was a huge success. And so if anybody had the opportunity to see it, it was a great show, and it was really good to see the middle school students have the opportunity to get back on the stage. March 18th was our school choice deadline, where students had to commit if they were accepted, and additionally, students, that is the date that we ask students to that are not returning to let us know. As of now, we have two 10th graders that indicated they're not returning, and those are 9th graders going up to 10th grade. In grade 9, there's 8th graders moving up to 9th grade. We had 12 students that are not returning. 7 are going to Tech, 1 is going to Seaford, and 4 are going to Cape. And we have current 6th and 7th graders right now. We have one in each grade that aren't returning. And so far, no students at elementary have stated they're not returning as of yet, but we still are missing 162 grades K through 12. So we'll be reaching out to them to ask for them to submit their letters of intent. And usually around this time, Andrea's tracking down letters from people. So she's really good at staying on top of them and getting those letters back. Today we had the in-school SAT. Every year in March we do the SAT as our accountability test. We are required to give the students the reading, math, and the writing. There was some confusion because I know the College Board announced that they weren't doing the writing. However, it's still in Delaware code that the accountability test includes the essay. So until they're able to change that language, they're requiring all high schoolers to continue to take the SAT. So I think there was some confusion because the College Board announced that they were getting rid of the essay, that would mean that students wouldn't be taking the essay. So there was a little confusion around that. And so what we did is we brought the students down to clarify that yesterday at the end of the day, let them know that they were taking the writing portion. And the writing portion is really just a writing sample that they're looking for the students. The best way to prepare for the writing is through good teaching over the years of writing. So our students do really well. Last year we were second in the state on the writing exam, and I think our students are well prepared writing-wise to go in and take the writing test. And the writing test also is just a longer version of the reading. They have short answers, but it's just a longer response. And I'm confident that our students will perform well on that, as they do every year. The other thing about the SAT is that it was all digital. And so this year, the state is requiring there was no option to do paper and pencil. So every high school that's taking the SAT was required to do it using the digital platform. So students brought their laptops, their Chromebooks, and they took their test on their Chromebooks. And for the most part, there were only two irregularities where we had tech issues with students' tests that we had to fill out. So that wasn't bad considering this is the first time we've had to do it digitally. So we were happy with that. We were going into it a little worried because if we had the option, we probably would have opted to have the test paper and pencil. So so there is a new software now that, because in 2024, the SAT is actually going to be only 100% digital. But there's a new platform out there where you can, that I've been researching, and I would like to purchase this for our sophomores and juniors going forward, where students will take a practice test, and then based on their performance of the practice test, they will, it'll individualize or personalize a learning plan for them and give them problems to work on in the areas where they're weak. The other great part about this platform is that the test will look exactly the way it'll look when they sit for the SAT, so that'll give them the opportunity to have that practice to see what it looks like on the computers for when they show up. They're more accustomed to the format that they'll be taking the test. So that's something we're looking into for students to be able to have their sophomore and junior years and be able to be guided through that and see how they're growing. And it should predict how well they will do when the test come test day. We are doing an honor roll breakfast on Monday for our middle school and high school for our trimester. Two honor roll students on the secondary campus. They're still working things out. I have to get with Connie with what the plan is over at the elementary school, but we'll be doing hosting two breakfasts because we have so many students that made honor roll. We'll do middle school in at 8:30 in the morning and then high school at 9:30. So typically we have a big honor roll list and that hasn't changed with first and second honors. So students will be rewarded with a breakfast and recognition on Monday. And we'll separate it by high school and middle school. So since we were able to remove the masks, there's been a noticeable morale boost as far as students and staff. So that's been really refreshing and nice to be able to have students interact and being able to see their smiles and their faces, and it's just been nice. And of course, we still hold the option for students who want to continue to wear their masks and staff that want to continue to wear masks to continue to wear them as long as they're comfortable doing that. Our spring sports are kicking off this week. We have lacrosse kicking off today over at Sussex Tech. Boys volleyball is also here today. And so sports are back, and we're looking forward to some successful outcomes for many of our teams this season. Girls soccer opened up yesterday and beat Sussex Tech 1-0. So they had a good win, and I know that Sussex Tech has one of the best players in the state on their team. They were able to shut her down. So that's good start for our soccer team. We have our prom coming up in April. We're returning to Baywood, and that will be Saturday, April 9th. And we do have a junior-senior prom. So the theme is Hollywood. We are working on our strategic plan, so our subcommittees have been meeting diligently, and we will plan to present the strategic plan rough reading or rough copy to the board in May. So, and That's everything. I do have things for executive, so that we'll save the other things for executive.
Thank you. Peter, will you introduce yourself?
Sure. With the Attorney Board Member.
Great, thank you. Next, monthly board financial reports. Duncan.
I can enlarge it a little bit. So I did send out the monthly reports to the board prior to today's meeting. There we go. Just to start off on the revenue side, not a whole lot of change, specifically with state funding. There was no change. Still have to date have received a little over $9.3 million. On the local side, we did see an increase mainly through the cafeteria and the aquatic center. So currently we're sitting close to $3.3 million received in local funds, which is actually above what was anticipated for the year in the original approved budget. And then on the federal side, spending that as expected on track through the year, and we've received about $520,000 of what was anticipated out of the 740. So to date, we have received a little over $13 million in receipts in state, local, and federal money. On the expenditure side, just to highlight a few things, to date we have spent a little over $9.8 million and have encumbered another $600,000. So some things to highlight on the utilities line.
Should we be on
mute? Yep, I'm sorry. On the utilities line, we have seen some spikes, as the rest of the country has, in fuel and energy costs. So that is higher than would be anticipated at this point in the year. And then expenditures in food services. We are selling a la carte items as well as our regular lunches, so we have spent more money than was expected there. But the good news is to date we are right where we expected to be with, or hope to be with, food service, and that is we are breaking even, and that was the goal for the year. And then on the IT side, our spending is below what will be anticipated to date, mainly because we did invest a lot in our technology in the previous fiscal year, as well as Jeff's been doing a very good job of working with the state in the E-rate system to save some money in our costs related to technology. So again, overall, to date, we've spent a little over $9.8 million. I will note that we are expecting some more revenue. There's been a lot of movement actually in this month of March, on the state and local side, and I'll be combining that with what was the preliminary approved budget, and we'll be bringing a final budget to this board next month. Does anyone have any questions?
Those that are at 100%, do we expect them to, are all receipts in for those, or will those continue to grow? Because I noticed several that are of the, you can't see it because of the video, but several of those are approaching 100%. We've still got several months left. So I just was wondering, like, as far as that is concerned.
With the revenue or the expenditures?
The expenditures.
Yeah, so we'll be making some adjustments based on the additional revenue, as well as kind of our spending trends. We'll make some adjustments,
And I'm sorry, I confused the two questions. When you spoke about the revenue from the pool, the $3 million, is that all from use that comes in?
Well, not all that $3 million is pool. That's local dollars from districts.
Okay, I thought, that's, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, sounds good.
A lot of swimmers.
I was like, it's self-sufficient, right?
There's a lot going on there. There's not $3 million worth.
Breaking even, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and we are, and I did send that board report.
I saw that, yeah.
That's what, I saw the specific report.
We're in the black.
That's why I was referencing that.
It was a three, it was just $300,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was three.
Purpose.
Okay.
So that was my mistake, so.
Yeah, Lydia and her staff are doing a great job in the pool.
Any other questions? Is there a motion to approve the financial report as presented?
Darlene O'Neil, so moved.
Second.
Second.
Marcus. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Committee reports, I don't think we have any. Does anyone have anything to share on anything? Go ahead, Jen.
To report out on the governance committee, Jen Scott and myself, we met on March 18th, and we are in the process of going over the entire board policy. We looked through the sections 100 to 400. We've made some suggested changes. There's the 500 sections, Jen and I feel that we're gonna need to meet with you, Eric, and maybe you, Duncan, to kind of just sit down and get, we need a little bit more information about the current policies and kind of the history behind them. We don't wanna make any changes that, you know, so we're gonna, Jen Scott's gonna be reaching out to both of you if she hasn't done so yet. What we wanna do is also take a look at the wellness, the clubs policy. I know there were some emails that were exchanged about whether we need a club policy. So there's a lot that we need to do, but I think meeting with both of you would be a good first step. And then we're gonna submit at some point a package of all the proposed changes. We don't wanna do it piecemeal, we wanna do it as one. The child protection policy needs some updating as well. I can help with that one. And then we can go from there. So we're gonna be meeting, Jen and I are gonna be meeting probably at least once a month, but probably more than that, once every couple weeks, just to kind of keep this moving.
Thank you.
Yep.
Lance, do you wanna do anything on buildings and grounds? Is he still on?
I think he dropped off.
Yeah, I think he dropped off.
I'll tell you guys what I know. We finally got approval from SCD for the tennis courts, which took way too long. Apparently they don't make distinctions between developments and people trying to do nice things for kids. If they make a comment to like change the size of the font, they take the full 60 days once you change it.
Really?
To respond to you and say, thank you, here's two more comments. But that's actually how it works, unfortunately. But we finally got it, and we have a couple other things we have to do, but then we'll be starting that. Unfortunately, obviously not in time for this season. And I guess there's, I'm sure you know about this, but a temporary track being put in or something?
Yes, yeah, so they've dug it out, so it's all dirt now, and it's like the regulation field. So they've done that, they've been practicing on it. I don't know if they're gonna be putting any more material down, right?
No, they just really scraped the top surface, so it's just
dirt. I thought they were gonna put down like crush and run or something.
That was talked about at one time. But then we've moved on to discussions about maybe a permanent track.
Instead of having that intermediate correct. Part. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a better idea. That's it.
Thank you. Any other reports from anyone? No? Okay, great. As you can see, it's fairly light here moving forward. Old business, or anything I wanted to bring up again was just the board scholarship. We're gonna try to stay on that this year. So if you haven't, haven't brought your check in yet, please email. Can't do that. Mail Andrea your check so we can move forward with that process of awarding that on behalf of the board. We don't have any new business that I'm aware of. Does anyone have anything? Because if not, then I need a motion to go into exec. Good day. Second. Discussion. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Great, thank you. We will not be returning from executive session.